Welcome back to In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension Agent Horticulture from K-State Research and Extension. Talking here about Master Gardeners programs and importance of gardening here. And, you know, the caller brought up a good point here with all the recalls. This is what a great way. It's not like it's an expensive hobby here because the seeds are pretty cheap, but, you know, it does take some time to...
It takes time, yeah. That's the big thing, if people have the time to manage a garden. And we have lots of principles on how to make it a little easier, I guess, so you're not spending as much time. I guess people usually don't like to weed, although that may be therapy for some people. But like this container gardening that we're doing with the kids, you know, using potting media that there are no weeds in it, so you're not going to have to do any weeding. You'll just have to do, since it's in a container, watch the watering practice on that. And that's going to vary from daily watering to every other day, depending on the environment that is in. But it can easily be done if somebody wants to do that, has the desire, the interest in doing that. If they have questions about that, that's definitely why we are here. So you can give us a call at 537-6350 or stop in and see us. We're in the Riley County office building on the second floor and have lots of resources. Of course, many of them are on the web nowadays, but if you want a face-to-face conversation, which hopefully we still like to do nowadays, I'd be glad to talk with anybody about their goals and interest in for this 2019 gardening season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned therapeutic, and I think that's a key word here. For a lot of people, gardening is therapeutic, isn't it?
It is, definitely for me, and that's one of the number one reasons people garden is stress release or just a good environmental expression. I grow vegetables year-round. I have some for this project coming up just to show them success and maybe some failure. Some of my seeds aren't coming up as well as I'd liked, but it's kind of fun to be gardening right now when it's cold outside and seeing some still green tissues and nurturing something. So it can be a lifestyle that people can embrace. Oftentimes, our master gardeners usually are retired people because of the scheduling and how that works, but it's kind of interesting that they kind of get a new leash on life there as they retire and find gardening as a passion and desire, something they want to do. You know, there's lots of always some gardening things to be done right now with the dormant season. You can be outside on this weekend. It's going to be nice weather, I think, doing some pruning for the springtime, whether it be some trees, fruit trees we could be working on now, or just some shrub pruning to make things look nicer and get ahead of schedule maybe with some of your pruning. So that would be something that one can do outside this weekend and be desirable for plant growth coming springtime.
Yeah, no, the weather's going to be perfect. I think almost 60 degrees here for tomorrow. So
need to be outside doing something. So whether it's pruning or painting the house or whatever it is, outdoors would be good this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Outdoors, if you can at all, tomorrow. What about some upcoming programs here in the month of January and February? What do you have coming up?
Yeah, I mentioned the one for the 4-H and the youth, and still encourage people to register for that at riley.ksu.edu. That's on Saturday the 19th. Maybe more for the adults to do something somewhat similar, but on Saturday the 26th, be talking about starting seeds indoors. This time of the year, if you wanted to start your own onions plants, if you want in the big onion bulb for this summer growth, we start those from plants. Whether you start them from seeds and grow the plant yourself or want to wait and purchase the bundles of plants come March, either way. But starting some seeds at home, there's reasons for doing that. One's, you know, the therapy, but there may be varieties that you can't find locally. So if you buy them from seed, you can start them yourself. The quantity, you know, if you need a large amount of tomatoes of some kind, it may be more affordable to start them yourself and move them out come springtime. So there's some reasons for gardening, starting your own plants, and we'll be talking about that again on Saturday the 26th. That's at 10 a.m., and Blueville Nursery is going to host that, so that'll be at Blueville Nursery. Don't need to sign up or register, but you can call Blueville just to make sure that they have enough seats put up, but doesn't matter.
I can say a couple of things about while you're on the topic of Blueville Nursery.
Sure.
Their Saturday morning program that we have had for, well, since I started here, is moving to Fridays here in the very near future. We're going to start that next Friday. It'll be every other week through the month of February, then every Friday after that, after we're done with InFocus at 11:05. So just wanted to put that in. I know you were talking about that. Sorry for Thank you for allowing me to intervene.
No problems. Yeah, hopefully people can make it out on the 26th. Again, 10 a.m. Blueville, talking about starting seeds indoors. And then the other program I want to mention is I do a home landscape design class. That's with partnership with UFM Learning Center. So you can go to tryufm.org or give them a call to register for that. That's going to start on Thursday, February 7th. And that's kind of the workshop day that all participants hopefully can make it to. We have follow-up days, the 14th and the 21st. That's when each one brings back their little homework assignment. And with a group activity, we help them work through their design and give them a roadmap to maybe start a new landscape project this spring. And so that's a home landscape design. Register through tryufm.org. And hopefully people can sign up for that. You know, we limit it to about 10 landscapes, so that could be couples, so it could be 20 people, but usually a good class size for getting things accomplished. And so those are some of the programs coming up. We always do soil testing. If the soil's warm enough, it'd be a good idea to go out and have your soil samples taken. We process those through the Raleigh County Extension Office. That way we can get a little grant money so that the cost of $2.50 for a routine soil test through our office. Soil Lab on K-State is the one that does that. So you bring us the soil, we'll take it up there. They have the $1 million worth of equipment to do a really good, accurate soil test results, and we'll get those back to you. Soil Lab's pretty good at returning those in a week time frame. Guessing that fertilizing is something that doesn't need to be done by any means. For $2.50, we can know exactly what your soil has and what it may need. And I'd be better off if you don't add anything, because from the soil samples that we get on a yearly basis, we process over 100. Typically, the only thing I say is you may want to add some sulfur to keep your pH down. But as far as phosphorus, potassium, we don't need generally to add those. Occasionally, we have a situation where you need to, and so a soil test definitely indicates that. But if you're buying fertilizer that has all those nutrients in it, it can be a pollutant in our environment for something we don't need. So nitrogen, we don't test for. That's typically always needed by plants for sure. And so that's something we usually top dress or side dress during the growing season and utilize that nutrient that way so it doesn't become a pollutant as well. But if you have questions about soil testing, give us a call, stop in. Sampling's pretty easy. Go down 6 to 8 inches. As many sub-samples as you can in the garden area you want, and you mix that together. The Soil Lab at K-State likes 2 cups. We have some fancy sandwich bags with instructions stuck on them, but that's about the amount of soil that the Soil Lab would require for testing. Again, $2.50. The Raleigh County Conservation Service provides grant funding, so for gardeners you can do 2 a year for that $2.50 price tag. And so if you want to do the front yard, the backyard, the vegetable garden, the fruit garden, you know, you can do 2 of those each year for that price. And so great way to identify what's in the soil and know what fertilizer to purchase, and you're doing it correctly and not providing nutrients that can become a contaminant in our environment.
And is that going to help you to prevent that crabgrass maybe in your yard?
Well, it can make your lawn stronger so that it competes with crabgrass, but a thick lawn is what competes for crabgrass. Any place where the seed can get light, it needs light to germinate and grow. So if you can shade it out with healthy grass, tall fescue, tall grass, that will shade out the crabgrass from getting in there and started. So in a roundabout way, it does help. So definitely one of the strategies to make your grass stronger and less weed competition.
Okay. I imagine you probably recommend those soil testing anyone wanting to start a garden here. That's probably almost a necessity.
Exactly. You know, for $2.50, you can find out how your plants are going to go. And so we do that maybe every 3 to 5 years after that. If you had a real change that we recommended, you may want to sample the next year, see how your implementation of the results went. But usually 3 to 5 years. Personally, I do it when I first start something, and then I kind of monitor my plants and see how they go, and you may not have to soil test again if your plants are growing just fine after that.
Okay. Well, again, this weekend is going to be a good weekend to get out there, and I imagine you'll probably be outside this weekend doing some stuff.
I have a project, landscape design project I'm working on, which requires cutting down a tree. So I'm doing the best I can at keeping myself safe while that tree comes down and working towards my landscape design for this next spring. One thing you might think about, we may get cold weather again and you may damage some of our flowering plants. You can force those. I'm talking like lilac and witch hazel and things like that. So in this time of the period, just cut a branch off, bring it in, keep it hydrated, and it may go ahead and flower out for you, and you can enjoy kind of some springtime here in January, February, and just enjoy plants.
I know there's still a lot of leaves on the ground, at least where I live. If real quick here, if I wanted to run over it and mulch it, is that a possibility this weekend?
Absolutely. Chop those up so they can break down and help our soils out through the next growing season. Yeah, definitely can do that.
Okay. Greg, appreciate all the time here this morning. We'll talk to you again next month.
My pleasure.
And Greg Eyestone, Riley County Extension Agent, Horticulture with K-State Research and Extension, our guest here on In Focus.
Any possibility of having the Master Gardeners take over my lawn landscape as a project?
We are an education force and not a labor force. So if you have any questions, we'd be glad to help you.
Oh, there's lots to learn at my place.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.